The decision by the Australian National University to dump its shares in a group of resources companies continues to cause controversy. More than 60 investors and coal divestment advocates have signed an open letter published in the Canberra Times this morning defending what they say is the university's right to invest in or divest from companies on environmental, social, ethical grounds. The letter comes as the Prime Minister Tony Abbott and the Treasurer Joe Hockey and several senior government ministers attacked the university's divestment decision as unnecessary posturing and removed from reality. Among the letter's signatories, former Liberal Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser, entrepreneur Graham Wood, and former Liberal leader and economist John Hewson. John Hewson is telling our business editor Cheryl Bagwell the government's attack on the ANU was inconsistent with Liberal values.
I was gobsmacked, to be honest, because, I mean, here they are deregulating the university sector, and at the same time they're going to instruct one of those key universities how to invest their money. I mean, this is bizarre, isn't it? It's completely inconsistent. And this is unfortunately was a feature of the budget, a feature of some of the budget decisions. And again, here's another inconsistent message. So it's hard to imagine what the government's really on about. It's hard to imagine why they've taken this position. You could be forgiven for thinking that, you know, the mining, they've been lobbied by the mining industry, and the mining industry, you know, has bought this government like it bought the last one.
But is it any surprise that the government may be coming out to wholeheartedly support the mining industry? It's a big part of the Australian economy.
Yeah, but they stand for, you know, the Liberal Party, isn't it? I mean, they stand for, you know, freedom, they stand for individual choice, they stand for, you know, open for business, you know, all these sort of slogans that they stand for, and yet here's a situation where they're actually forcing universities to be far more financially independent. At the same time, they're going to put rules on them as to how they should invest their money. And I just think that, you know, it's totally unjustified intervention by government. And look, the longer term consequences, if I was a superannuation fund manager, I'd wonder how long it'll be before they start instructing us as to where we should invest our money. You know, they've got some favourite infrastructure projects. They might be finding some difficulty in funding. Well, you know, we used to have these rules. We got rid of them all. I'd hate to think we're going back to that sort of circumstance.
Do you have any theories as to why this, as you say, relatively minor divestment by the ANU, they're selling, what, $16 million worth of shares out of a portfolio of $1.1
billion? That's right.
Any theories as to why it's causing such a reaction among the government?
I think the government has fallen so far behind in this whole area of environment, social and governance strategies. It's fallen so far behind, in particular, on climate change. It's almost a siege mentality in there, and they see something like this, which may involve others responding, other university endowment funds, other superannuation funds saying, look, we are facing very significant risks. The ANU is right. Maybe we should reconsider our policy and our investment strategy. And that's probably their only concern, but why would you be concerned? I mean, there's a global trend on now to reassess some of these longer term risks. And that's all the ANU did is exercise its fiduciary responsibility. They're taking a longer term view of some of the environmental, social, governance, climate change type risks that they are actually running and saying, let's assess these independently. Let's take a view as to whether we should be that exposed, and let's adjust our portfolios accordingly. And this is happening worldwide. Stanford's done it. The Rockefeller Foundation's done it. A host of superannuation funds are now in the process of doing it. So I just think that, you know, the government's obviously a laggard when it comes to issues like climate change. They're probably getting concerned that they're so far off the pace and that the finance sector might drive a response which government's not prepared to lead.
You've long been an advocate for action on climate change. You currently chair the Asset Owners Disclosure Project, which is a global organisation which seeks, I think, greater disclosure of super funds' investments in fossil fuels. Do you back the move, though, by the ANU to blacklist this particular group of resources companies? I think that's what's got a few people scratching their heads, because the ban does go beyond just fossil fuel companies. In the list, there's two oil and gas producers, but they also include gold and copper and nickel miners, for example.
Yeah, look, in the project that you mentioned that I chair, we don't push divestment of anything. We want them to identify and manage the risks. And there are various ways you can do that. Of course, divestment is one part of a strategy. But there are other, you can hedge those risks. You can invest more in low carbon intensive industries to, for example, to offset your risks in high carbon intensive industries. I guess in terms of the resource sector more generally, there's a pretty significant concern now about what's happening with commodity prices. They've come off a lot. But there's a suspicion in some quarters globally that they'll come off even more. And I think in the context of a world economy that is slowing down, the IMF just downgraded their global forecasts again. I mean, in that context, you know, you might say, well, resources are a risk. I can't make a judgment about the individual decisions made by the ANU, but I can support their right to make them.
On that, though, on divestment, I mean, Tony Abbott said this week that the ANU's decision was unnecessary posturing that would put at risk the ANU's endowment's returns. And an ANU economist, Warwick McKibben, also described it as token. He said it would do nothing to combat climate change. What do you think, though, about the theory of funds or universities or whoever actually divesting from these sorts of companies in an economy which has been driven largely by revenue from the resources sector?
McKibben's right. It's not a response to climate change, but I don't think it's meant to be. Warwick and I agree as economists that the best thing to do in response to climate change, the most effective way, is put a price on carbon. And unfortunately, this government is not prepared to do that, and Shorten's now backed off that position as well. But the world is moving towards, I think, an emissions reduction agreement, which will drive a global push to put a price on carbon. Having said that, I mean, divestment, well, people are taking views, for example, about coal. And although the coal price has come off dramatically, it's still, you know, 50% above its long-term trend. So people are making judgments like, well, can the coal price go lower? Should we be in coal? Now, what I want to see is I want to see them identify those risks and manage those risks. And if they respond by divestment, that's one way. But of course, as I said, they can hedge some of those risks and stay there. Why I balk at divestment per se is that, you know, it's sort of an implicit assumption that they're somehow unethical or immoral, these companies. But basically, they're out there maximising profit, trying to maximise profits in a world where governments still heavily subsidise fossil fuels, and they're trying to take advantage of that. But they're not necessarily going to make a better return than other investments.
That's the former Liberal leader, John Hewson, who's also a professorial fellow in public policy at the Australian National University, speaking there with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.